Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. Deception is seen way too frequently in our world, and it almost always ends up in disaster. Would you agree? How many times in your life have you been duped, deceived into believing and even taking action, but it was a deception, a lie? Have you ever found yourself stuck in a relationship, even temporarily, that should never have happened and was deceptive? A business deal, a financial investment, dating, or even marriage? Deception can be deadly, can't it? Will you join me again back in Israel as Kings Ahab and Jehoshaphat are debating the risks and potential gains of a coordinated military attack joining the forces of Israel and Judah? Over the past 2 days, we've witnessed the events leading up to this perilous decision. Both kings were graphically warned by the man of God, the prophet Micaiah, that disaster awaited Ahab if they chose to pursue his goal of recapturing the town of Ramoth-Gilead. It had been lost to an invading Syrian army in the days of his father's reign nearly 30 years before. There was no significant military or territorial benefit to be gained, and absolutely no reason King Jehoshaphat of Judah should even be discussing this crazy notion with wicked King Ahab of Israel. But Jehoshaphat had foolishly married a member of Ahab's family, and thus the kings were allied by marriage, and for some unexplained reasons, Jehoshaphat had allowed himself to be drawn into serious consideration of this military action that would certainly cost many innocent lives. We don't know how long these two kings discussed and developed a plan, but what stirs in my heart most deeply is that King Jehoshaphat, who had been a great God-honoring leader for the people of Jerusalem and Judah, allowed himself to be drawn into a partnership with wicked King Ahab. He engaged his army to fight alongside the wicked army of Israel, and Jehoshaphat actually agreed to build their strategic military maneuvers upon deception. 1 Kings 22, verse 29 tells us, Ahab, the king of Israel, said to Jehoshaphat, I will enter the battle in disguise, but you wear your royal robes. So the king of Israel disguised himself and went into battle. Down through history, wise men and women have allowed themselves to be duped into relationships, plans, and actions which were totally contrary to their wisdom, and they put themselves at great risk. There is no reasonable explanation as to why King Jehoshaphat, having lived and reigned under the hand of God and his protection and blessing, should find himself in this terrible partnership with wicked King Ahab. Jehoshaphat had cast all wisdom to the wind. Pause with me. How and why do good, God-honoring people sometimes find themselves in these terrible, self-created disasters? You and I both know the answer to that question, don't we? About 120 years later, God raised up a man of God named Isaiah the prophet, and we have 66 chapters of Isaiah's messages from God. Here is just one of those great jewels of godly wisdom found in Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is best for you and who directs you in the way you should go. While Isaiah had not yet been born, King Jehoshaphat had experienced this great promise of God many times in his life, and therefore he was so foolish to agree to enter battle aligned with King Ahab and his deceptive plan. Even non-military people understand soldiers will always try to attack those in command of the troops, so King Jehoshaphat should not have been surprised when he discerned those defending Ramoth-Gilead responded by focusing their fighting toward the king in the royal robes. Amazingly, God did not abandon King Jehoshaphat to his folly. The battle record in 2 Chronicles 18 tells us that when Jehoshaphat realized he was the primary target, Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord God helped him. God drew the attacking warriors away from Jehoshaphat, for when they saw he was not the king of Israel, they stopped pursuing him. Do you see the wonderful, faithful grace of God in this, my friends? While Jehoshaphat had foolishly chosen to ally himself with King Ahab, God had not abandoned King Jehoshaphat, and God rescued him in his folly. Have there been times like that in your life story and mine, my friends? The battle record says, "But someone drew his bow at random and hit the king of Israel between the sections of his armor. All day long the battle raged, and King Ahab was propped up in his chariot facing the Arameans. The blood flowed from his wound and ran onto the floor of the chariot, and that evening King Ahab died." 1 Kings 22. As word spread that Ahab was dying, the soldiers of both Israel and Judah ran for their lives, abandoning the ill-fated attack on Ramoth-Gilead. Ahab's chariot was cleaned up, and Ahab's body was buried in Samaria. We have no record of how many fine young men lost their lives that day due to the prideful, foolish, deceptive alliance of Israel and Judah in this battle. But the price, we can be sure, was very high. Upon his return to Jerusalem, King Jehoshaphat was met by a man of God, Jehu, who scolded him in God's name. "Should you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord God? Because of this, the wrath of the Lord is upon you. There is some good in you, however, for you have rid the land of the Asherah poles, and you have set your heart on seeking God." 2 Chronicles 19. Jehoshaphat knew Jehu was right. He had failed God and God's people miserably as he allowed himself to be seduced into a foolish alliance with King Ahab. But rather than sulk, Jehoshaphat set about to further lead his people back to God. 2 Chronicles 19, verse 4 says, "Jehoshaphat lived in Jerusalem, and he went out again among the people from Beersheba to the hill country of Ephraim and turned them back to the Lord, the God of their ancestors." In the northern kingdom of Israel, however, after the body of King Ahab was buried, they named his son Ahaziah king of Israel. And this brief commentary summarizes his life and closes the record of 1 Kings. Ahaziah, son of Ahab, became king of Israel and reigned in Samaria 2 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord because he followed in the ways of his father Ahab and his mother. He served and worshipped the Baals and aroused the anger of the Lord, the God of Israel, just as his father Ahab had done. 1 Kings chapter 22. What a remarkable contrast. Two kings chose two very different roads, leading their people away from that shameful defeat at Ramoth-Gilead. May I ask how you have walked on in your life following disasters, especially disasters caused by your own foolishness or your partnerships with wicked people? It's time to ponder again. What does God want us to learn here? And here's a good worship song to help us reflect.